Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here to hang out with us. Man, Jalen Petre is really, really impressing. Okay? Do you call him Lovey? Is that a disrespect? Or Coach Smith? Coach Lovey? I don't know.
I feel like we say Lovey Lovey. I don't know. He's got a cool first name.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
the only other Lovey I ever knew was on Gilligan's Island.
Coach Cully, O.B. O'Brien, Billy. Call him Billy, O.B. O'Brien. That's what people call him.
Whenever you wrote it, it was B.O.B.
Yeah. Lovey is, you don't say Smith.
No, Coach Smith.
You don't say Coach Smith.
Most
people say Lovey.
Lovey. And you know immediately who it is. Anyway, Jalen Petre is really, really making a name for himself. And I don't think there's any question. He moved into the start. Christian Harris is a possibility of starting.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
You had a bad defense. These guys should challenge.
Singletary is going to start, even though he has been limited in practices. Green has been limited in practices as well.
Yeah.
Because of injuries. So that's fine. But man, Petre, here's Lovey on Jalen Petre.
What I notice, what we should notice about Jalen is that he's just blending in now. You know, of course he's one of our starting safeties. We haven't given out any starting spots, but he's been working with the ones, and he's intelligent, smart, everything we're looking for in a safety. He has. Can't wait for him to actually play his first game.
Lovey's going to have to get that voice right.
Right.
He's been struggling with it the whole camp. Once it gets bad, it's probably going to be an issue for him. But I tell you what, that's one of the defensive backs that was added to the team. And he's been – and Petre is a playmaker. Petre has to be in a certain position, I think. Like, you can't have him just all over the field. I think there's certain things that he does well. But I kind of feel like what he – has the ability to do is similar to what Tyrann Mathieu does, is you can put him in those kind of situations and let him go make plays with his instincts. He is, they say, from a football character standpoint, one of the ultimate leaders on the field, in the weight room. Baylor couldn't be more effusive about what a great person he is and leader as a football player, Jalen Petre. That's great. On the flip side, and not as a person, but I'm just talking about performance in camp. Well, you got Derek Stingley. And Stingley has dealt with injury issues over the last couple of years. And Lovey Smith was asked about, how he's going to use Stingley in the preseason.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet. You know, all of our players won't play. I'll say that the first preseason game. We still haven't determined, of course, how much. You know, a lot of times when guys are coming off a major injury, we may wait a little bit, but we'll decide that as much as anything. For Stingley, you see he's out here practicing every day. He's right on schedule.
Yeah, I would bring him along slowly. What's the difference in playing now, playing in preseason games? I mean, you just want that guy to be healthy. I don't think it's as nearly as important. I was listening to Cody that that's the most important thing for Stingley to be healthy this year. He could get injured this year and still be great. Mm-hmm. We don't know. It's his first year in the league, so I'm not gonna judge. It would suck that he's now hurt for three straight years, but you know the Davis Mills experiment is much more important.
Why?
And not him not getting hurt is awfully important.
By the way, I'm just gonna do this for effect. Let's find out what Roy Lopez, the defensive tackle, thinks about his quarterback, Davis Mills, because, you know, if you're a Texan, you have to be asked about Davis Mills every practice.
Even if you're a defensive tackle.
So here's a defensive tackle being asked about a guy on the other side of the ball.
Calm, cool, collected. You know, so that's something that he's came in since day one. And he's not going to change, you know, for anybody. So he's ready. He's excited. And I feel like everybody should be excited to watch him play. You know, we all are. You know, I've seen some of the throws he makes, and they're just like, you know, you get mad, but at the same time, you're like, I like that one. You know, I like that.
So I love hearing all that. I love hearing all that about Davis Mills. I just find it weird that every day when we get when we get our sound sheet, let's see, today we can hear from Brevin Jordan, the tight end, talking about Jalen Mills.
Well, he's a tight end.
I mean, talking about Davis Mills. Right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Roy Lopez, the defensive tackle, he was asked to talk about Davis Mills.
The trainer was asked to talk about Davis Mills.
Nico Collins, wide receiver, Mills, Pep Hamilton, Mills.
Well, he's like, the offensive coordinator.
I get it, but everyone is asked about Mills every day.
Right. Right.
Every day. And it doesn't matter what side of the ball you're. What are you seeing from Davis Mills, Jalen Petrie? Oh, well, I'm hoping to see the ball come my way so I can pick it because I'm trying to make plays too. But I appreciate y'all looking out for Davis Mills, but I'm trying to make some plays. Like, it's just my own personal little thing that every single player is asked consistently about Davis Mills. I'm just telling you right now, the Davis Mills hype train is in full effect. If that guy doesn't come out and ball this year, people are going to be pissed off. Because we're being led to believe that this guy is unbelievable talent.
I'm going to be pissed off because, well, two things. The drive for five. And number two is...
The drive for five. What's that, John? Feels like that's a specific...
I just, you know, five wins I think is kind of important to the organization.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, getting one more than last year. Mm-hmm. That, to me, that's a big deal. The drive for five. And number two is I want him to succeed because I don't want to use a high draft pick on a quarterback. You know what? If you can build this team, look at the roster already from 1 year to the next. And by the way,
it's even better.
You look at last year's draft.
Yeah,
every one of those guys is going to be on the field this year. Every one of those guys
in important capacity.
That's right. Roy Lopez was a late pick, seventh,
sixth
rounder. And he's on the field, and everybody's raving about the way he's playing. Brevin Jordan, third-rounders, Nico and Davis Mills. You might have got your quarterback in the third round. Guess what?
Actually, yeah, I think Roy was – I don't think they had a seventh. So your first pick was Davis Mills.
And then Nico.
And then
Brevin Jordan.
Davis Mills was the first pick at pick number 67. Remember, they, at the time, felt like they were freaking out because of the way Kellen Mond and Kyle Trask went off the board. They were given a C-plus by
C-plus?
Those Texans wire.
You got a sixth-rounder on the field.
No, Davis Mills.
I'm talking about the draft. Oh, he got a C-plus for that
pick. Yeah, they're judging independent.
Well, I don't imagine the Texans got more than a C-plus for the whole draft.
Davis Mills, Nico Collins was third. Then in the fifth round, you got Brevin Jordan. In the fifth round, you got Garrett Wallow. Yeah. In the sixth round, you got...
He started a couple games for him last year.
The sixth round, you got a guy named Ryan Lopez. They were so disrespectful, they didn't put his name right. They called him Ryan Lopez. And then that was it, because they had traded away their seventh, I think, to move up for Garrett Wallow. They packaged some picks.
Well, this weekend, Farrell Brown made a one-handed catch in the end zone that wowed everybody. Farrell Brown is the starter. Farrell Brown is going to be the starter at tight end for this football. At least he is going to be on Saturday night against the Saints. Farrell Brown says he's changed a lot to be better.
I was a fat guy last year. One of the linemen just was like, he was like, I'm proud of you, man. You was a big old line tight end last year. Now you're out there catching balls. I was like, yeah. I told him I got a new financial advisor, and they told me that the blocking tight end get minimum. So, you know, I'm trying to get a Dave and a Joko deal after this year. So we got to catch a lot more balls.
He said, a couple months ago, I'm going to be the Pro Bowl tight end. It's going to be tough for Farrell Brown to be the Pro Bowl tight end.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like his – he sounds like a good soundbite.
Just don't stop blocking.
Yeah, no.
You and your financial advisor can be excited about trying to make more money in the open market. But
if he's making one-handed catches, that's good too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're going to do it inside Pep Hamilton's offense.
Right.
Speaking of Pep Hamilton, he was talking about trusting the system, right? So Pep is bringing in his system. Everyone – now says, what's Pep's system? How's he going to run the ball? And in terms of Davis Mills, because, you know, it's important that you find out about what people think of Davis Mills, Pep Hamilton was asked about Davis Mills in Pep's system?
Well, we want to trust the system. The plays are going to be made organically, you know, just make them on schedule. I think the biggest challenge in the National Football League is protecting the quarterback, but it's part of his job to just stay on schedule and get the ball out on time.
And that's the best way to protect yourself. It's one of the reasons Tom Brady has protected himself in the past is you've got to get the ball out on time. That's something Deshaun Watson was actually, frankly, bad at one point and then ended up, I think, below average. Deshaun is not an on-schedule thrower, and so the Texans had some issues with him taking sacks and getting hit more than he should. Davis Mills is going to have to be an on-schedule passer. I think anyone without plus athletic talent inside the pocket to get outside the pocket and make things happen, avoid rushers, you got to stay on schedule, because if you don't, that's when you invite pressure. And a lot of times when guys beat their, you know, if you can get rid of the ball quickly, and the best way to get rid of the ball quickly is to understand defenses and know where you want to go. Be able to read what they're doing pre-snap and be able to respond quickly post-snap if they're trying to disguise their coverages. And that's why mental acuity, the sharpness of processing, is so important at quarterback. That's why so many teams make a big deal about that, because defense coordinators are going to play games with you. They're going to show you mugged up A-gap looks where you're not sure where the blitz is coming from. You got seven guys mugged up on the defensive line. You're not sure where the blitz is coming. You got guys faking different things off the slot like they may come. Although that's usually a surefire sign they're not going to come. And then a quarterback, after it's snapped, has to decipher where the moving pieces are going and where he wants to go with the football. That's why Kyler Murray having film time is so essential. That's why it's like, this is not a joke. You've got to watch so much film so you know exactly what defenses like to do and exactly where you want to go with the football. If you know where you want to go with the football against certain looks, then you're going to process more quickly and get rid of the ball more quickly, and you'll take fewer sacks. Look how many sacks Kyler Murray takes. I'm telling you, part of the reason for that is because that guy doesn't know where – he's just an off-schedule quarterback. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I've always done it. I can always do it. I'll just be an athlete and make plays. Well, I mean, that's fine to be an athlete and make plays, but just know this. If you don't know where you want to go with the ball, you're going to take, 48 sacks your rookie year, 31 last year. You're gonna get hit too much. Lamar Jackson, way too many sacks. Deshaun takes way too many sacks. You have to be willing to make plays in the pocket on time and trust the scheme.
813 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk more Texans on the other side. We still got a bunch more to talk about. So if you want to get in and talk about it, Biscuit, you'll be
I'm
first.
I'm starting to think maybe Marlon Mack is not going to be the starting running back. The more I mean, he's had injury. He's trying to get back and get healthy, but people are getting excited about a draft pick from this year.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. We'll talk about it on the other side. But right now, we're talking about Chastain Ford. Listen, how about this? They have a mobile service for you. So if you have a business and you've got one, two, a fleet of vehicles, and you need them worked on, and you're not getting the results that you want from your people at your work, if you've got a service department for your cars, well, Chastain Ford will come to you. Chastain Ford will go to your business. They'll do it at off hours as well. And they've got this mobile service where they can do just about everything. Preventive maintenance, diagnostics, repair service, warranty repairs. Look, if you've got a business and you've got a bunch of vehicles and you're having problems with these vehicles, Chastain Ford service department is awesome. But you don't have to go to them. They'll come to you. That's happening right now at Chastain Ford. Go to ChastainFord.com or go to the dealership and find out how this is working, because it is just awesome. They've got all of the equipment on these mobile service vehicles. Chastain Ford knows about the commercial industry. They're the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. There's a reason for that, because they're so good at what they do. You're a business. You need Chastain Ford. Let them come to you with their mobile service. ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead. Not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
The conference.
conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Some smooth stuff. RJ?
Oh, this is a different version of this song I've heard before.
What is this, RJ?
The Internet.
Mm-hmm. The Internet?
Internet's dope.
It's got a nice,
everything's like this.
Got a nice smooth sound.
Everything's like this. So get your visually, get in your head what Sid the Kid looks like. This girl singing. It's a great voice, right? You get it in your head what she looks like.
Is it a guy?
No, it's a girl.
It is?
Yeah. Get it in your head. What do you think she looks like? Just get it in your head. You don't have to say it out.
Sade. That's
different than I thought.
That's what I thought.
Different.
713-780-3776.
Mohawk too.
Yeah. That's different. Let's get Biscuit in here. He wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Biscuit.
Hey, top of the morning to you fellas.
Back at you.
Yeah, man. I'm with Lopez on Mills, man. Cool, calm, collected. I think last year, the second stint he came back, he raised my eyebrows like, wow, this dude is, that showed he's a hard worker and a fast study, man. And his demeanor, I mean, that's the type of demeanor to me you would want to have a quarterback. Just don't get too high, don't get too low. We'll see. But Lance getting the Petrie, man, I tried. Man,
you're a Petrie guy.
I would be shocked. If this dude don't become a star, man, and he's a lovey guy.
Yeah,
smart,
perfect,
you know what I mean?
For
hard
lovey.
Worker.
Yep,
you know what I mean. And with lovey over there with him, man, this dude. Hey, man, the Texans got a gem when they got him, and then lovey knows it, man. I talked to his dad. Hey, lovey called his dad and talked to him. They had some conversations. Hey, man, it's Petrie. Be ready, man. This dude is on. This dude is a hard worker, and he's in the morning. And he's smart, and so hey, I wouldn't be surprised if this dude has a definite impact on the defense this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lovey has the chance to put him in that kind of position. They're not just a standard Tampa two safety. I mean, first of all, you're in nickel as a base. Most teams are. So that gives you the opportunity to really be a little more varied with how you utilize Jalen Petrie. And like I said, he was so last year he played, Jalen can play around the line of scrimmage. He can play back. There's some different ways you want to utilize him. But, yeah, it's nice to hear those things being said about him in this camp. You'd love it if you had Stingley healthy and playing at a certain level, but it's just going to take time because of the injury he had. You want to get him ready. And like you said, John, this is not we are no means at a sprint. This is not we're not talking about the Green Bay Packers or a team like, the Arizona Cardinals where there's pressure to win right now. This is the Houston Texans. You are in such a beneficial space right now because you can play players and let them get their feet dirty in the mix with without having to worry about, hey, boy, that was a rough week for him. Good. It's a bad – this is not a good team, so this is the time to do it. With Davis Mills, you can let him play and let him take his lumps like you did last year, but you also have the ability to sit tight on a first-rounder and wait until he's ready, not rush him into the mix to justify why you took him because you've got a general manager getting ready to get fired. Teams who make decisions in the draft and free agency based on trying not to get fired – that is almost always a disaster. They end up doing desperate things.
Yeah. Here's Davis Mills' last five games, okay, against Seattle. 33 of 49, a touchdown, no interceptions. He averaged 6.8 yards per throw.
Mm-hmm.
Not great, but okay. 19 of 30, 209 yards, 7 yards a throw, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Against the Chargers, 21 to 27, 254 yards, averaged 9.4 yards per throw, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
The Chargers game is the exciting game. The Jaguars game is a concerning game.
Well, the Jacksonville game.
Late in the game, late in the season, I'm talking about.
19 of 30, 209 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. They against won 30 Jags? To 16.
No. I'm talking about at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's the game.
That's the game?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe it was. Let me see.
No, it was.
What was the one he was? Are you sure it's not early in the season?
San Francisco, he was 21 of 32. Oh,
that's the one I'm
that's
thinking
the one.
Of, yeah.
21 of 32, 5.1 yards per throw, one touchdown, one interception. Not great.
No, it was
but in
a,
four
was a
of his last
game.
Five starts, 23 of 33, 301 yards, 9.1 yards a throw, three touchdowns, no interceptions against Tennessee. And in a loss, 28-25, no fault of his.
Yeah, but he was really good.
There were a couple of stinkers. In a Colts game. The Buffalo game, obviously, that was awful. The both Colts games, they was not good.
No, he was bad.
He was bad. But look at it. In his last five games, he had nine touchdowns, two interceptions out of a rookie.
Yeah,
nine touchdowns, two interceptions.
At some point, we're going to look back and say everyone gave him the proper amount of respect going into that second year, and the talk about him was because people recognized. And we're excited about what they saw in the second half of the rookie season. Or people will look back and say, man, all that hype for what? Like we were way too gassed up on Davis Mills. One or the other is going to be said at the end of the year. I don't think it's going to be in between.
More than the stats, it's what you got to look at it with your human eyes. What kind of throws did he make? Can he make all the throws? His poise. And
the P word is the most important thing. Uttered about him when football people are talking about poise,
but it's so funny. Early on, that was it. You know, he really sucked against Buffalo, but boy, he had poise. He had some poise, and everybody it was like, okay, can we stop with the P word?
Yeah, but Peyton Manning had, you know, that's not fair. I don't like, but there's been lots of good quarterbacks early on who, when you see their poise, one of the things that stands out about Josh Allen is despite being a runner, even early in his career. There is a certain level of poise. I think the same thing could be said with Cam Newton when he came into the league. There was now poise in the pocket is different than your on-field demeanor and poise. Like you can tell the guys who get rattled easily. I didn't get the sense Davis Mills got rattled easily. Now there's a difference between that and, like I said, pocket poise. Those are two different things, or can be different.
Well, look at the exact opposites.
Yeah,
Josh Allen is rookie year. Blaine Gabbert is rookie year. Yeah. I mean, just scared in the feet, everything about it.
Blaine Gabbert was one of the scariest quarterbacks to ever be drafted.
Yeah, he had a high pick. Yeah. I mean, there was you're going in the first round, and you're but he had that same thing going on in Missouri.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He was always that guy.
He was always that guy.
And usually, you are if you're that guy in college, you will not develop poise in the pros. If you're an unpoised player. First of all, if you're not poised in the pocket, you're probably not going to be a high pick. But a guy that I thought had some poise issues in the pocket was Pickett. This year, and he was drafted. He was the only first round.
He's
quarterback.
Their third stringer right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was expecting to see so much more with his stats and the numbers, and I thought he was a legitimate Heisman contender. And then when I turned on the tape, sometimes he just sensed ghosts, and he would just take off running because he felt like there was pressure where there wasn't any, or the internal clock would go off and he would just kind of flip out and take off running past outside of the tackles. And I just thought, man, that's the kind of thing that sometimes David Carr was a combination of scrambling outside the tackle when he didn't need to and literally being assaulted by a brutal rush because his offensive line couldn't get guys blocked. But with Pickett, I just saw him kind of get antsy in the pocket for no reason. And I couldn't get it out of my head. I'm just like, those guys typically, you mentioned Gabbert, those guys typically don't just settle their feet down in the pros.
You mentioned Marlon Mack before the break. He says he's feeling pretty good. Maybe they're just bringing him along slowly or whatever. But, man, Nate Pierce is getting a lot of love for what he's doing. But Marlon Mack says he is feeling pretty good with his recovery.
I definitely feel like I'm there again. Just last year, like once again, I didn't get that chance to show myself. But in the few games that I did, I felt that confidence in myself. But now I actually got to just go out there and do it again, once again. But I feel good, man. Every day I'm showing that explosiveness. I feel it in my cuts. And every day I just keep going out there to keep doing it.
You know, it's so funny. Well, we got Pep talking about, you mentioned, you know, hey, is this rookie going to start? He is really showing up, and there's just talk and talk and talk about Dameon Pierce this preseason.
Dameon Pierce has a chance to be an explosive playmaker for us. But first and foremost, you know, good running backs in this league have to be able to play without the ball. And so that transition from college football to the NFL, I think the largest curve is just understanding NFL protections, and he'll continue to work on that throughout training camp.
Well, that just means...
Yeah, don't blow an assignment, though.
Yeah.
Don't get your quarterback blown up.
That's what that means. That's just code for how are you handling your pass protection duties.
No, that's it. And you know what? That's what keeps a lot of rookies off the field. It does, because if I can't put you in there, son, if we got to check off from the run and we got to throw the ball and you don't know what you're doing, I can't get my quarterback blown up. So he's got not that he doesn't know, but as Pep said, the hardest transition is knowing pro protection and being able to. Now he's a strong dude. He does. There's not a lot of tread off the tire. He could be a wonderful pick. I'm going to tell you this. As much stuff as Nick Caserio has gotten, you know, and we give the business with the Jack and Easterby stuff and everything else. Boy, if Caserio, I don't know what he was doing in New England because their drafts kind of sucked, quite frankly. They had a lot of stinkers in there.
I know.
So far here, I mean, it looks like he's
been solid. Well, let's let it play out.
Yeah, we got to let it play out. Obviously, so only second-year guys, but all of those guys are going to be contributors.
We got to let it play out, but I can tell you that I've been, number one, I thought this year's draft was, I was pleased with what they did. They got the ass kicker second. You took the traits guy. Okay, I understood that with Stingley based on the 19. I think Sauce is the safer pick, but okay. Stingley, I get it, and you may see Stephon Gilmore when he's playing out there, that may be what Nick sees, some height, weight, speed, length, all that stuff. I thought Sauce was maybe the safer pick. Regardless, Kenyon Green, I love the Kenyon Green pick because I think at some point you have to develop a mentality. And the best way to develop that mentality are get guys who can move people around against their will. And that's what Kenyon Green is. He is a I will move you from point A to point B against your will guy. And he's a high football character guy. He's a high character person. He's exactly the type of guy that you want in a rebuild scenario in the offensive line. I saw the Colts rebuild everything because they attacked their fronts and built their fronts, especially that offensive line. Nick Caserio, watching him draft Kenyon Green, I was very excited about that. Next year, I think a tackle will be at the top of the list. I think the Texans will make tackle a priority, if not the first round, in the second round.
Well, we got to find out what happens with Tunsil.
Yeah,
right?
I think Tunsil will be gone, yeah. And I think they will move on from there. But, you know, not just Tunsil. You do have they did pick up the fifth-year option on Titus Howard, which he was excited about. He still has to play well, though, to get a new contract.
Well, it's funny that you say that. On the other side, we can hear, we will hear from Jerry Hughes on going against those two guys right here next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, though, we got to talk right now about Aqueduct. Is it done?
Yeah, it's done. They have to come today. They finish everything Friday, and they just have to come finish up some of the cleanup stuff today. There's just big pile of soil. They brought new soil in. It was a huge job that we had. I mean, the backyard was dug up like it was a disaster area because there were three pipes that needed to get fixed, including what we didn't even realize was a concrete pipe. I didn't know those even existed. A concrete pipe from my half bathroom. And I talked to Billy. He said, look, Billy and Wilmer, one of his guys, he's like, I can just tell you now, you got concrete out here. He said, this is not PVC. When this breaks and cracks, and it eventually will, and he said, you're living on borrowed time. He goes, we might as well redo this one too. And that's that kind of honesty, because that's something I didn't realize. I had a pipe in there from the early 1960s, and they did a kitchen pipe, a half bath pipe, and then also the main one that was not put in properly with this crappy company I used before. I'm telling you guys, if you use another company that is not reputable because you think you're cutting corners, it's going to cost you in the long run. Go with the company that is reputable, that charges fair prices, and is completely transparent from start to finish. And that's exactly what Aqueduct Plumbing Company was for me. They're looking out for me to have plumbing done one time, and that's it. It's a wrap. And that's what they can do for you. highly, highly recommend them for the big repiping jobs or even the small jobs in your showers or leaky faucets or moving gas lines. Make sure that you have the plumbing company called Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to thebenchplumbing.com for all their information, thebenchplumbing.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I mean, this is a point. These draft picks don't look good because they play for the Texans. Who are they beating out for a starting spot? Lopez, Pierce, Collins, Jordan. That's a point. But if they're making plays at the NFL level, if they're on the field and they're making plays against teams that are apparently better and have better players, and yet Lopez is making plays that he normally, you know, that in games. And if, you know, Wallow, whatever, if Brevin Jordan is making catches, he's doing it against NFL competition. He got on the field because he's with the Texans, but he's still making plays. And if you're making plays at the NFL level, you can play.
Yeah.
And if you're getting your ass kicked, that's another story. Oh, my goodness, that's awful. Well, you know what, Mark? You know what we found out about Max Sharping over the last couple of years? Not a great player. He's getting worked.
No, you gotta be able to do it against grown men, and so we'll find out if these guys are. We do. I mean, it's so funny. People act like the Texans. Some of the disrespect, and I see it from people on Twitch
it's merited, though.
Okay, are y'all making fun of Sports Radio 610 right now? I'm confused.
No, we're talking about Texans,
the professional football team here. You know, the sport that blows away other sports in the ratings literally every single year. The Texans have mattered in the past a great deal. Every one of you who's like, oh, Texans. Listen, the city is better. It's more fun if your local teams are good. The Astros at one point were nobodies. They were nobodies in their rebuild.
Right.
And before you know it, this is all we talk about, all we're excited about, because they're a great team. The Rockets were major, major factors in the city for a long time. And right now, they're going through tough times, too. We want them to bounce back. But we've been hard on the Texans for even when they were winning that last year. It just felt something felt off. And then they've been disasters the last 2 years. But I'm happy that we've got a new head coach. I'm happy that we have a GM in place. I'm happy that drafts look like regular teams' drafts. Right. Like, it's not just a bunch of stupid-ass stuff happening over there.
And first-run, second-rounders. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't exactly spend all of the show talking Texans. Let's be real. We got to them for the first time at 7:45. It used to be when we were in camp.
No.
It used to be when we were in camp, it was on. As soon as August hit, it was Texans 75% of the time. They don't warrant that at this particular time.
No.
Let's be honest.
But a couple of segments talking about the NFL team.
The first preseason game is this weekend. The NFL season is getting ready to start. I'm sorry if you don't like football, but we're going to talk football too. We'll talk baseball, but if you don't like football, I don't know. I can't help you. I know the Texans aren't very good, but it's football season too.
Yep.
It's football season.
Oh, no, so, it's football season.
And I'm hoping and I'm expecting them to be better. As you said, you're looking for a drive for 5.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a drive for 7. That would make me happy. 7 wins would make me happy.
7 wins would make me very happy.
Well, 7 wins would make you very happy. But would you be any happier with 7 than 5?
No, 5 is, it just seems like that number is, okay.
John's got over 4.5.
It just seems like that's a perfect number for this team.
So
that's an improvement from last year.
We've clowned the Texans for a while now. Straight clowned them. But they deserve some respect for when they're trying to do it right. You can't have it both ways where you only talk good about a team or you only talk bad. If somebody is doing something right, give them their props.
And they deserve it. They're doing it right.
When the season starts, if they're terrible and playing bad, guess who's going to get lit up? The Texans are going to get lit up.
And you know what?
They're going to get booed and all that stuff. But right now, it's a clean slate. Let's see how these draft picks do. Let's see how Lovie Smith does, the head coach. Let's give them a chance to succeed or fail based on their merit. And us bringing up sound bites from that should not hurt your pee-pee so bad that your mom has to come put salve on you and then put your diaper on.
Whoa.
She shouldn't have to put salve on the pee-pee.
No, see, don't say stuff.
Ow! Ow, Roy Lopez talked! Ow, Pep Hamilton talked! Mom, my pee-pee's chafed.
Okay.
Hearing Roy Lopez or Pep Hamilton talk shouldn't chafe your pee-pee.
840 ESPN.
You're doing something to chafe your pee-pee.
Right. What?
It's not. No, I'm saying if your pee-pee's chafed, it's because you're doing. You're fooling with it.
I don't want to talk
about
it.
Stop fooling with it.
I don't want to talk about Art's pee-pee anymore.
I'm just saying. No, I'm saying in a general. I'm talking up to usted.
Oh, okay.
Ustedes. That's okay. What I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. If y'all's pee-pees are chafed, it's because you're doing stuff. It's not because we're playing some sound bites from Texans practice. That should not hurt any of your pee-pees.
Hmm. By the way, Steven Silas was out of practice. And apparently the Texans coaching staff was talking about analytics. Analytics of football.
And Lovey, to hear Lovey talk about it. I mean, Steven Silas worked for a team.
Yeah, I know that analytics thing.
Well, that was the whole
difference. That was Cully.
But Steven, now the Texans, their director of sports science, like the Texans have real sports science directors, analytics directors. They've been very into it since Bill O'Brien got here. So the Texans are fully into it. Lovey, on the other hand, is probably not full steam with analytics, but based on his answer the other day, he was very... You know, I think he said what he needed to say about analytics, and I think he's willing to listen, but he's not going to let analytics run his decision-making, I don't think.
Okay, speaking of Steven Silas, did you happen to see the Jalen Green video from this weekend?
No, I heard you talk about it. There's a couple Jalen Greens.
Holy crap. My goodness, dude is... Now, it was the highlights, but dude's first step, you can't keep up with Jalen Green. And then Josh Christopher as well. He seems to be quicker or what. I'm telling you, Jalen Green. Now, RJ's been asking a question the last couple of days. And we'll do this. Let's do this on the other side, RJ. RJ's got a question about Jabari. Okay? We're watching a lot of stuff, and we're not hearing from Jabari much. Is that a good or is that a bad thing? We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about HRP. We're talking about Mike Holly and a great group of guys over there at HR. Yes, Art, they're a great group of guys. I know them, actually. And here's the deal is if you're looking for a great way to get that payroll, because that's the primary thing. Now, HR is a big deal, too. HR is a very big deal, and it's a big part of the business and everything else. But what they do is the payroll is obviously the most important thing. You got to get it at a price, right? You got to get it at – you want it to be perfect. You want them to know your business. You want them to and customize it to what you want. Do you want to pay your guys on a weekly basis? Do you want to pay? Is there commission involved? All of these things are actually a big deal. But then there's the Affordable Care Act as well, which is a huge deal for you and everybody else. And these guys have experts in the field that know what they're doing. And oh, by the way, are going to take care of you tax time. And if your payroll company is not taking care of you tax time, then it's time to go with our payroll company because they do an amazing job. And HR. And payroll, and that's it. They're not doing benefits packages because that's not what they do. So if you're looking for that kind of payroll company, which is going to help you take care of your business and sell your widgets, all you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Okay, I'm mounted up.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you, 713-780-3776. We'll get to this Jabari Smith thing in a second, but we got a couple of callers that have been waiting and they want to get in here. Eric wants to talk about Dusty Baker. What do you say, Eric?
Hey, guys. Shortest wait times in sports talk show history. Yeah, I don't care what people say. I love Dusty. He's a great manager. I can't believe people in Houston want him gone. That's garbage the way they talk about Dusty. He's one of the best. He's a legend. He shook Frank's Sinatra's hand. Thanks, guys. Love y'all.
That's Eric, just being Eric. No, Dusty's great. You know what? You don't have to agree with all of his lineups. You don't.
No.
Or some of the decisions. I didn't love him pitching to Ramirez yesterday. They got out of the inning. I mean, they got out of the inning, though, and it was fine. But you put up any more runs, and you got no chance of winning because you can't get any hits. No, I mean, Dusty's Dusty. Dusty's got is a top 10 wins manager of all time. Of course, he's been doing it forever. And he's had some pretty good teams, and the Astros certainly have helped in that respect. But no, Dusty's who said they want Dusty fired? I haven't seen that. I don't know. Chris, what do you got?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, so guys like Art that call in really drive me bonkers. Like, I mean, he can call in and have a couple of minutes of sports talk from you guys around football, or he can turn down the dial and listen to the voice of the Texans drool over every move they make, and God forbid they bring on John McClain and talk about Jalen Petrie from Baylor. He's going to be oodling and googling over the guy. So I love listening to a little bit of NFL talk every once in a while. So I appreciate all you guys do. Tell that guy to turn the station if he doesn't like it. Thanks, guys.
Art, suck on that, Art.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, in a general sense, I'm really talking in a general sense where people want to leave the Texans for dead, and that's that. I've been through that with the Astros. They were left for dead, and that's just the way it was until they had pieces that we could talk about. Jonathan Singleton and George Springer happened to be those two guys, along with Jose Altuve, who was really turning into a great player. But once they started to make their re-emergence from their slumber, they were a topic, and we were excited about what the future could bring. When Carlos Correa was drafted first round, Lance McCullers, who I remember his dad as a pitcher, you know, his son, Lance McCullers Jr., was drafted in the second round. We started to get a little bit excited again. Then Dallas Keuchel out of nowhere became a Cy Young Award winner in 15, and you surprisingly
brought Carlos up.
Yeah, Crush City became a playoff team, you know, really almost out of nowhere. If you look at from 13 to 15, that's an enormous jump. So it's okay, and we're talking a regional sport in baseball where nationally people don't care about the Astros. Every team is kind of a big deal, relatively speaking, in the NFL. So the Houston Texans, yeah, they've stunk. We said they stunk. Last year, we had a hard time talking about them during the football season. This year, though, there are guys I want to see. I mean, my apologies if I don't want them to lose all the time, but y'all can just...
No.
For the few of you that want the Texans to keep losing until Cal sells the team, that's stupid. Cal is not selling a moneymaker like that. And you can cheer for them to lose as much as you want to, but that means you're probably cheering for a different team, and maybe a Houston Sports Talk radio station is not for you. Because we're talking about, we cape for the local teams, but we also, well, I shouldn't say cape for them, because when they're bad, we're going to tell you that they're bad, and we will clown them.
Did you see
That's just kind of what we've done.
Did you see Cal giving out T-shirts out of practice? I can't look at him without them. Who will win more games this year, the Texans or Lance McCullers?
Texans. That's easy.
Who will win more games this year, the Texans or Christian Javier?
Javier. That's easy, too.
The Texans or Justin Verlander?
Who will lose more? No.
Texans wins or Justin's losses?
Oh, now we got something. I'm going to say Texans wins.
Texans wins is higher.
If Justin loses five games, which is possible, he could lose as many as six, but that means
Texans could win six or seven games.
They could. That's not the
I don't care what the bet is. Like nobody ever.
So you like Texans
overplays their preseason?
You like Texans
wins. Is that what we're saying?
You like Texans wins.
Because I saw the Bengals last year.
No, stop.
Okay.
Stop. You think we have Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow on the squad?
Yeah.
And Trey Hendrickson?
Did you see have
really?
You seen
you
Nico?
See, you see that?
Have you seen Nico?
So they've got David Mixon.
Oh, Jonathan
Ja'Marr
Grenard.
Chase, Trey Hendrickson.
Jalen Petrie.
Joe Burrow.
Okay, Bates. Petrie.
See, this
same
is
thing.
Why people can't take Texans talk seriously.
What are you talking about?
This is why Texans say, did you see the Bengals? Stop using the Bengals.
That's perfect. Perfect example.
No, you and I are both happy
with number one overall pick 2 years ago. Super Bowl.
More than five wins.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be thrilled with five wins. It's time to talk about, okay, So RJ's been bringing this up. He's like, hey, have you seen Tari Eason? He's playing everywhere. You see the Jalen Green video from this weekend? Not the one where the 12-year-old scores on him. Not that one. The one where he's just unstoppable. You seen that one? Have you seen the Jabari Smith video? No. Because Jabari Smith ain't around. RJ, this is like, is this like some kind of NBA players are all over, right? You're seeing everybody, right? Oh, Paolo Banchero and Murray are going at it, right?
I mean, Shante Murray hates Paolo Banchero.
Well, now
it's personal now because he said he changed. He lost his humility. He remembers when he was a young guy who was just asking if he could, you know, basically shag shots for him and be a little ball boy for him. And he said, I was cheering for you then.
Well,
and
then Paolo blocked his shot in a pickup game, and he wanted to kill him.
There was an issue way before that. Wow. Apparently, DeJounte Murray knew him before, and he said ever since he was the first pick of the draft, he's lost all his humility. And by the way, DeJounte Murray is not the most humble guy either. By the way, which is kind of funny. But this beef, Murray brought that to the pickup game, it looks like, is what happened.
Well, they also said that Paolo Banchero dropped 50 on his team, and that's why he was mad, too, because Paolo, according to what I saw this morning, did respond to him, like, the same day and said, you know, hey, just make sure that your team doesn't double me next time.
I saw that.
Yeah, before, like, you talk all this trash. But to get to John's point, yeah, I saw you know, this morning, just some more video of some more NBA players from the Rockets, guys like Josh Christopher and Jalen Green and stuff like that. And since Summer League, we really haven't seen nor heard from Jabari Smith. And normally with young guys, you know that they love, you know, putting out workout videos.
He doesn't, though. He's not that guy.
But, I mean, we haven't even seen him at, you know, kind of one of like these Summer League things, you know, yet either. So does it concern you at all, is my question, that you haven't seen a video from your number 3 pick when you've seen videos from the number 1 overall pick in this year's draft, the number 2 overall pick in this year's draft, and other players, young guys that are in the league, and you haven't seen one yet, at least something of a workout, something of a...
But you know what, doesn't that get to the fact that everyone's got to show their workouts to show their workout, and maybe Jabari Smith's the type of guy that when he's in the lab... That's just what he's doing, and he doesn't need to show you his workouts because I don't get the sense, based on our limited exposure to him, I don't think social media drives
him. No, but somebody else would send out his video.
Who?
Somebody watching. Account? It wasn't Jalen Green who sent out the video.
It was somebody else that's
videoing and sending it out.
Because it's now, it looks
like... Yeah, but
it like
also
that,
might be Jalen, but it also might be somebody who's with Team Jalen,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, could be.
You know
it
what I mean?
Be. Did you see any misses
in that video?
No, not okay. A one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just you're now starting to see now these player-only, invitational kind of games now, like where you're seeing, like Rico Hines, he's now, over the last couple of years, he didn't do the open run at UCLA. Now he's doing the open runs at UCLA again. And James Harden was there, Scottie Barnes, you know, all in the crew. I mean, we saw...
How about James Harden versus Scottie Barnes?
Yes.
James couldn't get... Scottie Barnes locked him down, locked him up, whatever. Scottie Barnes was... And, man, James's first step is gone. And he's the exact opposite of Jalen. That video that you sent us of Jalen, holy crap. He looks unstoppable. Now, it's obviously a summer league deal. Who was covering him, you know?
So there was a couple possessions where Josh Christopher was on him. I know that Christian Wood, I saw like in the video, Christian Wood was on the opposite team. That's what I'm saying. Like Christian Wood is in a video with Jalen Green, who... But, you know, where's Jabari? You didn't invite Jabari to this?
You know, so Jabari's last post on Instagram is him at his old high school doing a give back thing where he was giving backpacks and doing things at his old high school for the kids. That was 8 days ago, July 17th, after Summer League. He's got Marathon Continues, Keep Learning. Before that was a post on June 24th. This dude just doesn't post on social media. It's just not important to him. So my guess is that he's working. To your point, though, RJ, I get what you're saying is because if he is playing in those kind of leagues or whatever, somebody's going to release something, whether it's the dog him or to say, look at this play by Jabari Smith. What a, you know, my guys can lock up. They'll say something. So you do wonder where he is or what he's doing, but based on his personality, and I'm not really worried that he's working on his game. I don't think he's going to be a guy who has to post his entire life on socials. That's what it looks like. I mean, he's a much more humble guy.
I'm almost
guy.
Happier that he is. He doesn't.
I am too.
Right?
Jabari Smith has. I'll give you. Here, let me see. Paolo Banchero. Let me get Paolo Banchero. What is Paolo Banchero's?
At Paolo 5 or something. His Twitter handle. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we got that story.
Here's why I asked that, because how many Twitter followers do you think Paolo Banchero has? I mean, Instagram followers.
Paolo Banchero?
I shouldn't ask you that. How many more do you think he has than Jalen? Not Jalen, but Jabari.
Oh, wait. Does Jabari even have an Instagram?
Jabari has 132,000 Instagram followers. It's, first of all, not hard for a lot of people to get to a million. Yeah. If you're a female,
right,
get out of bed, sign up for an account, put some bathing suit thirst trap pictures up, and you're going to have about 700,000 followers.
Right.
Because that's how men roll. Like, oh, I'm following this.
Right.
Bathing suit.
Right.
Pictures. Follow.
How many?
132 for Jalen. For Jabari, and Paolo has 607,000. Now, Jabari's is Instagram Nation. You know, he lives an Instagram life. He's kind of more so now.
Jabari
than
does?
Not Jabari.
No, no.
Not at all. Here's a picture with me and my mom.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of me giving backpacks to kids at high school. Here's a picture of me, just a picture of me during the summer league. And that's like, he's a post once every 3 weeks. That's awesome.
That's awesome. I love that.
It'll be more awesome if he can defend. It'll be more awesome if he can make threes at a high level.
Yeah,
it'll be more awesome if he keeps turnover level low and rebound total high.
Under over what you want him to average this year, Jabari, I'm going to say 16.
I'm going to say 11.
What you want him to average?
I think that's a reasonable number.
I think 11's low.
Who plays with Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., I think 11 is a very reasonable number.
I think he'll get some shots, actually.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. If he gets 12 shots a game, 11 points on 12 shots isn't terrible.
No, but it's not great, especially for a shooter.
No,
I think you're underestimating what kind of player he is.
No, I think
he's the third overall pick.
I think he's a good player. I don't think he's going to get – I think he will maybe be fourth on the team in shots.
I'm going to go over 11, if that's your number.
11 points?
Yeah, per game. Yes.
Yeah, just he's not the number one.
No, he's not the number one.
And he's not going to be the number two.
No,
I mean, Kevin Porter Jr. is not letting him be the number two. And Jalen Green is the clear-cut number one. And you still have to talk about Şengün. I mean, I'm trying to make an informed decision and put a number up there based on where I think he is in the pecking order. I think he's going to be like fourth in the pecking order when it comes to looks offensively.
Over.
But you always are over.
Well, not
16
always.
Would be a hell of a year for him, I think, based on the other guys who are going to dominate the ball.
Yeah, 16 would be awesome. That's what I'm doing. 901 ESPN 97.5, and you know what else I'm doing? I'm going to Lafayette. I will be there at some point. This summer, though, if you're looking for a great place to go and eat and have fun, there's always something going on. The nightlife is spectacular. If you're looking for something to do in Lafayette, Louisiana, you won't find it. I'm telling you. There's restaurants. The hotels are, they got bed and breakfast, they got campgrounds, they got specials on hotels. It's so easy and it's so affordable. The restaurants are awesome. New restaurants opening all the time, bars, pubs. Eat Lafayette has wonderful restaurants, all kinds of things to do as well. Food tours, they got trip ideas for you. Go to the website, eatlafayette.com, and you'll see shopping, attractions, outdoor adventure, trails, all of this stuff. What is Cajun music? The history of Acadiana, you can learn that as well. Listen, you're looking for something to do this summer, just a little getaway, and it's just 3.5 hours down the road. It's in Lafayette, Louisiana. Go to eatlafayette.com. See all of the restaurants participating in Eat Lafayette this summer with discounts for you. If you're looking for a great little time just down the road, very affordable, eatlafayette.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.